Hello and welcome to the Open Country Newsletter, July to September 2026. Open Country's trips to the seaside have long been the most popular events in our calendar. Maybe it's something to do with being an island nation, maybe not. There is certainly something about the sea that draws us back. Sadly, all too often the coastline can be an incredibly hostile place for people with disabilities. Our late member Sandra loved the sea. We joked that you could never take the sand out of Sandra. On one trip, she remarked she had never paddled in the sea. Determined to put this right, we tried in vain to get her power chair as close to the lapping waves as we could. When this approach failed, as her chair bogged down, we formed a human chain, scooping up handfuls of seawater and running back up the beach in turns to throw it on Sandra's feet. It was the nearest to a paddle she ever had. Yet beaches needn't be inaccessible to so many. Greece has 280 beaches that are fully accessible from promenade to sea. The figure for Britain? None. But the tide may finally be turning. A research paper, A Coast for All, launched its findings in May. Groups such as The Wave in Scarborough and Sandcastles Water Park in Blackpool are finding novel ways of negotiating the sand. Even in some of the most landlocked parts of the country, like Harrogate and Wakefield, the approaches used to make yellow space accessible can still be beneficial, for the lessons learnt may also help us to improve access for all to our lowland heaths, reclaimed mining sites, reservoirs, wild swimming spots and riversides. Hopefully, if the movement takes hold, anyone who thinks that life's a beach but can't currently get there will begin to find things get a little easier. So the report's called A Coast for All, and it's looking at barriers and opportunities for inclusive beach access. Key recommendations are develop a national evidence base on beach accessibility, develop national accessibility standards for beach and coastal environments, invest in accessibility infrastructure and adaptive equipment, improve accessible facilities, give clear and consistent information, support assisted access services, improve training, awareness and coordination, strengthen transport connections and establish joined-up approaches. Fundraising news. Welcome to Angelica Sutton, who is our new Fundraising Development Officer. It's a new post whereby we hope to work more closely with many more businesses and community groups who like the sound of supporting what we do. Angelica writes, "We have an exciting lineup of community fundraising events over the summer, and we'd love to see you there. Whether you're able to pop by for a quick hello or join us for an entire event, your support would be great. We're always on the lookout for raffle and tombola prizes. If you'd like to donate an item, please get in touch with me or her at community@opencountry.org.uk or give her a call on 01423 507 227 and she'd be happy to have a chat and arrange a convenient drop-off or collection. So some of the upcoming events include Saturday the 4th of July. There's an information stand at the Pure Country Music and Dance Festival in Sherburn and Elmet. Monday the 13th of July, there's a Harrogate Asda Tombola. And Monday the 20th of July is a charity quiz night at the Empress Pub in Harrogate. So, just get in touch if you'd like more information. We love a good gas. We're still collecting nominations for our 2026 Good Access Scheme Award. Nominations could include sites or groups that have created a new circular route, installed benches along paths, or encouraged the installation of gaps or more accessible gates to replace stiles. Really, the awards are about reflecting the best inclusive access in the outdoors that you think are important. This year's GAS conference is at Burley and Wharfdale on Friday the 13th of November, and the theme is yellow space. Open Country's gold standard. This easy-to-use access grading has been devised by one of our trustees, David Titchmarsh. It distills down readily available access guidance into a few key categories, hopefully making the work of access managers wanting to improve their patch just a little bit less daunting. In short, Access for All, the gold standard for access, number one, highlights the bare essentials that people require in order to easily access the countryside, i.e. sets the standard. 2 focuses attention on what individuals and organisations should do in order to provide such access. For example, highlights the action needed. 3 provides a system of recognition to those organisations and individuals that make the effort to achieve the gold standard for access. 4 indicates to users to identify before proceeding along a route that the route is of a standard that they can manage. There's nothing more frustrating for a disabled person than to get 75% along a route only to find they're faced with an insurmountable obstruction. Access for All, the gold standard, is designed to be self-regulated by those organisations and individuals who manage the land. The checklist is designed so individuals can quickly establish the gold star rating for a particular route, and the rating can be used to illustrate the relative suitability of a route for a certain user. Open Country would like over time to construct a national inventory of gold star rated routes and publish this on its website. This would enable users visiting a particular area to search for accessible routes to the standard that they can cope with before they visit the area in question. And you can see all that on our website. Give it a rest. We're very keen to promote the need for more benches in the outdoors. Many people need to sit down at regular intervals, and when you need to rest those laurels, a piece of old scaffold board balanced across 2 milk bottle crates is better than nothing. That said, some people really manage to go the extra mile with their seating, giving a facility that is practical, artistic, and tells you about the area you are admiring. At Ingleborough Quarry in the Yorkshire Dales, a seat has been installed that neatly mirrors the nearby summits of Park Fell, Simon Fell, and Ingleborough. Over in the Howardian Hills National Landscape, they've commissioned 35 new seats to commemorate their 35th anniversary. And they bear appropriate flora and fauna for the hills, including a barbel, a hare, and a kingfisher. So in short, we'd encourage people to let their imaginations run wild when installing seating, though giving them a back and armrest is often vital. The main thing is that we get more benches in the countryside. Don't sit on the fence, let's sit on a bench. Harrogate Hub News, Local Hero Awards 2026. They run each year by the local radio station, Your Harrogate, and the awards shine a light on the selfless, dedicated and inspirational people living and working in the Harrogate area. So we're incredibly proud to have been presented with the Sustainability Award at the 2026 award ceremony. It was sponsored by EnviroVent, and this particular award recognised the work of our conservation groups in protecting the local environment. Staff member Amelia and volunteer Martin picked up the award on the group members' behalf at a gala black tie event at Rudding Park. Well done to everyone who works so hard on our weekly work parties. It's even easier to break free. Our break free packs are an Open Country speciality, and now there are even more to choose from. Following all the practical access improvements in Nidderdale National Landscape, we've been able to revise and update the Nidderdale Break Free Pack. It now features new cards for Nutworth Common and Toftgate Limekiln. There are also brand new packs for both Barnsley and Teesside. These are also available on our website under the Explore section. Moving on to the Wakefield Hub News. Goodbye to Gemma. A big thank you to Gemma Foley, who leaves us this August to pursue her dream of becoming an occupational therapist. We will miss her creativity and kindness and wish her well in the future. Welcome back to Beth. After a year of maternity leave with her lovely daughter Summer, we're pleased to welcome back Beth Longfellow to our Wakefield team. Beth will be working for us part-time, running the Nature Force group and the Wild Things group. And farewell to Ella. We're so sorry to see the remarkable Ella Dixon leave us in mid-August. Your contribution has been stellar, Ella. Ella's role is advertised, and we hope to have a new Wakefield team leader very soon. Let us know if you know anyone who you think would fit the bill. There are some new Wakefield activities. Thanks to funding from Wakefield Council and West Yorkshire Combined Authority, this summer we're offering 6 free introductory taster sessions for women to try something new. These sessions will be held at Pontefract Park, Anglers Country Park and Thorns Park, and there'll be adapted cycling, walking and wheeling all on offer. We welcome our existing female members and new women to come and try our services this summer. And we're pleased to be opening up our Nature Falls group this summer thanks to funding from Live Well Wakefield. A big thanks to volunteers Dave and Simon for supporting this project by driving the second minibus throughout the summer. And minibus news. Rambling Richard Rolls. After much delay, we finally obtained the new Wakefield minibus. It's named Rambling Richard after much missed volunteer Richard Lucas. The launch is on July the 14th at Pugney's, 10:30 until noon. Lost View, flowers left, trees next. After a busy spring for our Nature Force and Wild Things groups, we're pleased to have grown over 1,800 native plug plants and have planted out most of them on partner sites. We have a few remaining, so do get in touch if you want some on your patch. We now look ahead to the winter tree planting season and are keen to work with new landowners in South and West Yorkshire who want to increase their canopy cover. We have the tools, some native whips and lots of enthusiasm, so get in touch to learn more. And finally, Churchyard Champion Sort. We're keen to work on more churchyard nature conservation projects and would welcome new churches to get in touch if they're interested in some support managing their green spaces. Thank you. So thank you very much for listening, and we look forward to seeing you out soon. If you do want to get in touch, please give us a call on 01423 507 227. Bye for now.